Yud Tes Shvat, Friday the 29th of January, by Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Karnofsky, Torah Chaim v'Ahavas Chesed.
Last year in the Sabbath, Safsalim, Achivim, came all Lech. It's become a grace and welcome to you, welcome to Philip. So it's a schus to say a few words here. This week's parasha, as we know, parasha Yisroi, parasha from Kabbalah Satoida. We find, as I was learning Chumash Rashi at the beginning of this week, an instant horror, an instant observation. Perhaps it's not enough to make a whole drasha out of. It was an instant observation. The Torah stresses in the first parasha 7 times, Yisro was chosen Moshe. First pasuk, Chayisim Moshe, Ayikach Yisro Chayisim Moshe, Ayov Yisro Chayisim Moshe, Anichesemch Yisro Boelech, Ayikach Moshe Lekras Chayisnoi, Ayisapim Moshe Lechayisnoi. 7 times the Torah stresses this point that Moshe was the son-in-law of Yisro, Yisro was the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. Halu Dovahu. What message is there for us? What relevance has that got? Generally, when one speaks about the parasha of Kabbalah Satoira, the main emphasis, the chashivas of Torah, what it means that Torah belongs to Klal Yisrael. But in Tefillah every day, we say as follows: Ki ba'er ponecha nosat alon Hashem elokeinu, with your horos ponim, light on your face. You gave us Torah Chaim v'Ahavas Chesed. So we thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for 2 matonot, for 2 presents, for 2 things that he gave us. Torah Chaim v'Ahavas Chesed. Chofetz Chaim, in his Sefer Ahavas Chesed, Perek Aleph, explains what does it mean, when was the Ponecha Nosat Olonu? Torah Chaim v'Ahavas Chesed. So he says that was the time Maim Tassinai. At Horei Solodas, you showed us. At Horei Solodas. What does it mean, Torah Chaim? A living Torah is the Torah which is not living. So often one translates Torah Chaim means a Torah which teaches us a way of life. Torah Chaim teaches us a way of life. You can learn a living Torah that is constant, that is relevant to us in all Zmanim and all Matzovim. It's also an explanation of the Torah Chaim. Chofetz Chaim explains Torah Chaim based on the Zohar Kodesh, that Torah Chaim means the Torah which is the Makor of Chaim. Torah is the source of life. Torah is the Makor of all the Chaim that is in the Bria. Chaim Balozhin quotes the Zohar. We say, "B'chaye oilam motzav b'sicheinu." You planted within us the chiyus of all elamas with our limud Torah. A Torah which is the source of life to the individual, and it's the source of life and source of chiyus to the whole Bria. That's Torah Chaim. What's Ahavas Chesed? So Chofetz Chaim says a chiddush. The Rashi says in Vayeschanan on the Pasuk Atah Reis Avodas, the B'Sha'as Mayim at Har Sinai, the Rabbeinu Shem opened up, was a Kora Lonu. He opened up for us all the Rekiyim, whatever that should mean, and we saw that the Rabbeinu Shem was a Yochid Bailomim. That means B'Sha'as Mayim at Har Sinai, those Azayas Galus of the Rabbeinu Shalom, or B'Sha'af of Bos of Dom, to see that we saw with the whole clarity that it's possible to see there's Einayt Melvatay, Atorei Solodas. And at the same time, the Rabbeinu Shalom showed us 2 things. The vitality of Torah, that the whole Bria revolves around Torah, and the whole Chiyus of all the Elamas depends on Torah. And the Rabbeinu Shalom also showed us the importance of Chesed. The Rabbi Shem showed us that the Bria is dependent on Chesed Olam Chesed Yibane. The whole existence of the world is with the Chesed Hashem Ki Olam Chesed. That the Rabbi Shem showed us B'Shas Maimed Asinai. Ki Ba'e Ponecha Nosat Olonu in the Ha'or, the time of the Oros Ponim, which was Maimed Asinai, Nosat Olonu you gave us, and you showed us. It was a revelation to us on Gilui Kvaita Yisporach at in Eid Melvadei, and it was also a Gilui on the Chashivas of Torah, how central Torah is to our lives, and it also showed us the Chashivas of Chesed. There's two interesting observations in Aseres HaDibros. One from the Mabit and Beis Elokim. We know that there was five luchas, there was two luchas, five dibros on each luach. First five was Ben Odom Lamoke, and the second five Ben Odom Lechaveden. Says Beis Elokim, the 620 Osias on Aseres HaDibros. In the Keser, that we're talking discussed in this week's parasha, was 620 Osias. If you make a cheshbon, don't spell it up, I made the cheshbon, there's 533 Osias in the first five dibros. Long dibros on Nechashim Lekechol Yelecha, Shabbos, long dibros. The second half, Lisitzel, a son of two words each. There's 533 on one side and the rest on the other side. It's not balanced at all. So you've got on one of the luchas, you've got packed in tiny writing. You've got 533 oisias, and the rest less than 187 oisias on the second dibros, on the second luach. It's not balanced. Says that the oisias were the same. That means the amount of the space that the writing took up was the same on both sides. So on the left side, on the other side where the Ben Odom Chaveridika divers were, the letters were much, much bigger to correspond in size to the amount of writing that there was on the other dibur, on the other luach. Why? To stress the Hashim's Ben Odom Chaveridika. We often play down Ben Odom Lechaveirei. Ben Odom Lechaveirei, it's ethics, whatever. We've also got the Havdol, they've also got it. To realize it's an integral part of Torah, Ben Odom Lechaveirei, Ben Odom Lamokim, is two halves of the same coin. The two go together. You can't have Ben Odom Lechaveirei without Ben Odom Lamokim, and you can't have Ben Odom Lamokim without Ben Odom Lechaveirei. So in order to stress and to show us the chashivus of Ben Odom Lechaveirei, it's not Mabit, the Beis Elokim, that the Kibush Nivonaisis on the other side. The Shlach HaKodesh says that the 620 Oisius, so he says it's Kenegel, 630 Mitzvahs derives and the 7 Mitzvahs Drabonon. The last 7 Oisius are Asher L'Reyachot. 7 Oisius, Asher L'Reyachot. 7 Oisius. So he says that the Torah points out that Asher L'Reyachot corresponds or is equal to the other 630. So it's again that we find another remez on the chashivas of Benon Lechaveirei in Asher L'Reyach. But let's go back for a minute, let's go back to concentrate on to perhaps analyze in a deeper way what the Chofetz Chaim is teaching us. That B'Shaz Ma'amid Asina, the Torah, the Rabbi Shem showed us the chashivas of Torah, Limud HaTorah, how central that it is, and that is the chiyus of all leilomas, and the chashivas of Abbas Chesed. Biak Kamenetsky discusses a point. How was Yisro Zoycha to have such a son like Moshe Rabbeinu? We would take all her down. Do you know what it means to be the father of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe was the Adin Kol Hanaviim. Moshe was everything. He was the melech in Klal Yisrael, he was the man in Klal Yisrael, he was the Mekabel HaTorah. How was he Zoycha? How did the Shidduch come about? How was he Zoycha? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parsha Shemois, and Emes Yaakov says, that if you learn through Parsha Shemois, you'll see that all revolves around HaKadosh HaTorah. What happened? Moshe was running away from Paroi. He was running away from Paroi, and he came to Midian. And he saw a story there that the Bnei Midian came to draw water for the Tzayin, the Royim by Yavoya Roy by Goshu, and Moshe by Yoka Moshe by Yeshia, by Yashkit Tzayinah. They came home early, Mazem Mihat and Lova Ayoy, so they said, Ishimitzi Tzolim Yad Royim. So Yisra said to him straight away, Kir Rabbi Yechalachem, why didn't you call him in for breakfast? Kir Rabbi Yechalachem. And that's how the Shiluch came about. Yisra felt that the Gvalti HaKoros HaTayv to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Shiluch came about through HaKoros HaTayv. The emes is that it's more deeply ingrained than that. Yisra's whole being was to do with that HaKoros HaTayv. Yisra's Chashivas. The Gemara tells us in Seidat Av Yud Aleph, Gimel Hoye Vayse Eitzah. Paro made this Eitzah of Hovan Yitzchak Melech, the three there. There was Bilam, there was Yisra, and there was Eoy. Bilam is one that gave the Eitzah as he was killed. Eoy Sheshosak Nidim Yisurim. Yisra ran away. And because of that, he was Zeicha that his Einikah of Zitzin Lishka Sagosis. Why did Yisra run away? Because Yisra felt the tremendous injustice. Yisra wasn't to eat at that point. The whole discussion when about now, suddenly he became Yisro when his Gedus was. But at that time when he was sitting in the Beis HaMalchus with the Yotze Paroi, he wasn't to eat. He felt injustice. Claudius Mitzrayim, the whole existence of Mitzrayim, the wealth and the economy of Mitzrayim was all to do with Yosef. Ad kedei kad that the Pasuk says that when Paroi, by Yochem Elechodosh HaShaliyot HaYosef, he didn't want to Yosef. And there's the Midrashim that at the beginning Paro also said, how can I go against Yosef? How can I destroy Klal Yisrael? The whole economy of the country is to do with the Ark, to do with Yosef. They set us on our feet, they made us the richest country. All the wealth of the world was there in Mitzrayim. HaKoros HaTayv. After 3 months he gave in. Yisrael felt injustice. Yisrael felt HaKoros HaTayv to Yosef and to Yaakov. Ad kedei kad is prepared to lose his position and run away. Yisro borach. So Yisro, the fact that Yisro wasn't on home ground and Yisro lost his position was all to do with HaKoros HaTayv. So Yisro had this middle of HaKoros HaTayv. Yisro had this middle of feeling of looking after other people. Yisro felt that this middle of when I see an injustice happening, I've got to act. Yisrael couldn't do anything about it. Lamaisa, so he ran away. Once heard an interesting vort. What was the middle kinega middle that his children sat in the Sagosis? One of the criteria of being in the Sanhedrin is this week's parasha, Anshe Betza. This week's parasha, Soine Betza. Soine Betza. So the machlik is in the Rishon what Soine Betza is. And it's Ramban. The Ramban says, what's the translation of Soine Betza? He discusses Rashi's Rishad. So the Ramban says the following words. Soine Betza, says the Ramban, Soine Betza, al derech apshat, when Oyevim ho emes, and when they see oishik and chomas in daten sovelis oisai, when they see an injustice happening, they can't bear it. Kol chevtzon hatzel oshik miad oishik. We now understand in a deeper way the shidduch over here. First of all, if one of the criteria of becoming lishkas agozes was hatzel oishik miad oshkai, when they see oishik and chomas in daten sovelis oisai, Yisrael that was prepared to lose his position of power, lose his position and be one of the Yitzhak Barai, because when you saw injustice happening, you couldn't bear it. He was ingrained within Yisrael, HaKoros HaTayv, it was ingrained within Yisrael, the Abbas HaEmes, it was ingrained within Yisrael, with this union of when the see Oishik and Chomas in Dabas of Elisai, he was Zeichel, that his Einikel was in Lishkas HaKosis, and one of the criteria is the Soine Betza. Moshe Rabbeinu was the same, Aguta Shittach. Why did Moshe have to run? He saw, first of all, a mitzvah killing a yid. He acted. He saw after two yidin fighting with each other. He saw afterwards two goyim arguing with each other. He saw that with the raim of mitzvah, the raim came to send away, they came to drive away the bnei smidyan, and he acted. This mitzvah of lahatzel oshkei ash oshkei that was one of the sides and the character of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Yisrael saw this mitzvah, Yisrael straight caught on to this mitzvah. Yisrael felt that's for me. stranger comes, you take him a shidduch straight away. So Yisro was zeicha to have an Edom of like Moshe Rabbeinu, Hakor HaSatoiv. Yisro had this feeling of Latzal Oshkei Miyad Oshkei, and he saw this character trait in Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sheirish of Yisro and the Sheirish of Moshe Rabbeinu was this Avos HaEmes, the Latzal Oshkei Miyad Oshkei, feeling for someone else, feeling an injustice, not living for oneself. One of the Yisroides of Chesed, there's many facets to Chesed, one of the inyan in the shroshim of chesed is not living for oneself. I think about someone else. I put myself in someone else's position. I give myself away totally. I'm selfless. I give myself away totally for someone else. That is b'emes one of the shroshim of chesed. Avas chesed, says Chofetz Chaim, not just good enough to practice chesed. You've got to like chesed. Look for it. Avas chesed. I don't just do it when someone knocks on my door. I just have to answer the door. I have to try and help him. I go out of my way to look for chesed. It disturbs me when I see that the opposite of chesed has been practiced. Yisroi, his whole hanhogah, the whole character trait, and how he was zeicha to zivug like Moshe Rabbeinu, all revolved around this inyan of this avas chesed, taking not just avas chesed, doing a tov to someone else. Hit hakor satov, hit the hatzel oshem yad oshkoi, feeling the ava from... feeling the sin towards Chomos, the Sein Ebetzah. That was for the Shroshim of Yisrael. And that's how he was Zeicha to son-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Be'etzem, this title of Yisrael being Chais and Moshe, if one's Ma'ayim, and one thinks a bit deeper on how the Shidduch came about, and how the two characters fitted together, how Yisrael was Zeicha to have a son-in-law like Moshe Rabbeinu, and how he saw in Moshe Rabbeinu his own Keichos HaNefesh, and that's how he was attracted towards Moshe Rabbeinu, and he felt that this is what I want. And because of that, he was Zeicha to have it. Einikov HaZitznish Zagozis, all revolves around this middah of Avas Chesed, and prepared to Mesis Nefesh for Avas Chesed. I'm prepared to give my life away for that. I'm prepared to lose my position. Who knows what power would have done to him? He ran away. And no panos and nothing. He was zeicha to sit b'kvodesh alaylam afterwards. By having been the chais and moisha, that whole world revolved around Yisrael. As Rashi tells at the beginning of the parasha, Moshe went out to meet him, everyone went with. The covet, that the honor that was offered, that was accorded to Yisrael, all because of this midday. Of this Avas Chesed Latzal Oshem Me'Oshkei, the Sein Ebetzah, that is one of the Shroshim that the first part of the Parsha teaches us. And that Tagdoma to Maimed Sinai, when, as the Chofetz Chaim tells us, Kibbe'ev Onech and Osatlon Hashem Nekeim to Eschaim Avas Chesed, we weren't just told that Torah is the Chiyus of all Elamas. We were also taught at the same time that there's a Benot of Chavedic aspect of the Avas Chesed, liking to do Chesed, and feeling the injustice and the opposite of chesed has been practiced. That's all part of kibbe'e ponech and asatlo nashim nekim to eschaim avas chesed. I came across this week a very sadistic yediya quoted from the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says as follows. Very often, Zagdoma to the Zayah is sitting at home. The door knocks. There's a knock on the door or a ring on the bell. Incessant ringing and knocking on the door. Mishulach or someone else is at the door. I'm in the middle of supper. I've just got about a few minutes for myself. You answer the door. A second time, a third time, a fourth time. Grace and Yisoyin. And we feel, someone bothering me, and Muchut doesn't leave me in peace. I'm on fields, not a rachmin, one wants to look after someone, one tries sometimes to help other people. Says the Zohar Kodesh that many times there's a gzeira ro against this individual person. Or the Rabban Shem wants to give a person special schusim. So the Rabban Shem sends them a miskin. Only miskins are often chosen. Somewhat foolish. In the Brit, I think it's an expression of miskin. So oni. Where there's oni bedas, where there's an oni imani, whatever it should be. So the Rabbeinu Shalem, the Rabbeinu Shalem wants to be mezakeh us with the mitzvah of chesed. The Rabbeinu Shalem out of Ava disturbs us and bothers us. I don't watch it. I'm not nick. Because the Rabbeinu Shalem is a gzeira, and the Rabbeinu Shalem wants us to have the schus of chesed. The Rabbeinu Shalem wants us to give us extra schus, and the Rabbeinu Shalem wants to give us an extra matana. And that no gzeira, but the Rabbeinu Shalem wants us to be mezakas with a galtig mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Shalem wants to give us hashpah teira. But in order to have this hashpah teira, we've got to do a mitzvah of chesed beforehand. So the Rabbeinu Shalem gives us this mitzvah of chesed, which at the time looks us as a bother, to be mezakas. So instead of looking at it as the end, I'm looking at there, look at it as the Rabbeinu Shalem is sending us a matana teira. And the Zohar translates in a very interesting way, possibly in Parashas Vayera. Vayhi b'shachis l'kibbutz Ori HaKikah. The Rabbeinu Shem was about to destroy the Ori HaKikah, but Yisku l'kibbutz Avrom. The Rabbeinu Shem mentioned that. Remembered Avrom. Vayishalach eslei b'teich hafeicha. So Chazal already say that b'schus Avrom loy was nitzim. Loy was saved b'schus Avrom. But the Zohar adds a nekuda here. By Yizkei Lekimus Avrom, the Rabbeinu Shalom remembered Avrom. Not the Rabbeinu Shalom remembered that the Issam of Avrom, who's a Mishpoch of Light and therefore the Hizchus. By Yizkei Lekimus Avrom, says the Zohar, the Rabbeinu Shalom remembered the Maisa Chesed that the Avrom did with him, Gimel Arvim. Avrom was a cranky Yid, 99 years old, he did Shlish Lemila, couldn't walk. All of a sudden was knocked on, he saw Eichim come and Avrom runs. Right, we normally in Parashas Vayera one discusses Avram was looking for Eichim. The Zohar is looking to, with a different angle. Avram was disturbed. Avram wanted to recuperate after the Mila. And he runs and tries to look after them. It was amazing because Avram. By years, Kelikimus Avram, the Rabbeinu Shem remembered what the chesed that Avram did to the Avim. And because of, in that schus, he now had additional schusim. He had enough schusim that to save light. So the Zohar says, Avram was disturbed. He was trying to recuperate. Didn't have koyach. Dry avim, dry goyish avim, oib David the Zohar. Want some help? Avram goes out to his way to help them. Through that, he was moises schusim for himself in order to be able to try and say that to help light. Avram didn't realize at the time what he was doing, or the significance of his ma'isim that he was doing. By Yizkazi, Zayzot the Zayim, and Mele Zot the Zayim, whenever the Rabbeinu Shem wants to give us a taiva, but we need schusim to be saying to the taiva, to realize sometimes the Rabbeinu Shem will give us something until the time looks a bother, looking after someone else. And the Rabbeinu Shem gives it to us in order to be mezakas with the mitzvah chesed, that through that we should have more schusim, that we should be zeichelate of ourselves of other people. In the Rechaim HaKodesh in Parshas Vayera, the similar idea, doesn't quote this way. Vashem pokat asor kasha omer, beginning of chapter Chof Aleph. Vashem pokat asor. The Rabbeinu Shem finally remembered sorrow, and she became pregnant, and Yitzchak was born. What's the parashah? What's the pesukim just before that? Ma'is Avimelech. Avimelech took Sora, was about to live with her. The Rabbeinu Shem came, again to Ma'isa. Their end was, Ki Otzo Otzo Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shem sent a machla to Avimelech and his household, and Avram daven for them. Avram daven for them, and then the pasuk says, the Rabbeinu Shem told Avram, I want you to daven for Avimelech, because otherwise you won't be healed. Avram davened. And then after, Hashem poked the sorrow. What's the hemshech? So Rechaim Kodesh says, in order to for the Makkah Bepatish, Avram, there was Takar Avtocha. But in order that Avram should Takar Bezeich, that Sorrow should have a child, Avram needed an additional schus of chesed. His schus of chesed was that he davened for Avimelech. Couldn't have children because of that magifa. So Avram, the Rabbeinu Shem was mezake Avram with a tefillah. The Rabbeinu Shem sent Avram a tzora, that tzora was taken. Because of that, Avram davened. Because of that, he had the nishtal tzchusim. And because of that, Hashem broke the soil. So Rechaim HaKodesh says, mamash, the same yisod. Sometimes the Rabban Shem sends a person, that person goes through a difficult matzav. His wife gets taken away by the Abimelech. He's in a difficult matzav. It's an opportunity of tzchus for tefillah, and through that tefillah, Avram had the tzchus that Hashem broke the soil. 15 years ago, there was a maisa which was circulating. I don't remember the exact details of the maisa. Now, maisa is either Yerushalayim or Nebrak. And I eat. A household of children. Shmachas Bruchas Vilotim, as it's called in Etesoy. House full of children. And someone knocks on his door before Yontif. I think it was a 3-day Yontif. And Thursday, Friday, Shabbos was for a Shona, some other time, and that's all the 3 days. I knocked on the door, I'm an only Ve'evian, I haven't got any food for Yontif. I haven't even got any meat for Yontif, perhaps you can spare me some meat. He says, like this, the Bemis, I've just got in my freezer 2 chickens, and that's supposed to last me for these 3 days Yontif. My whole family, I haven't got anything. Never, I'd like to help you, I can't help you. And he goes away, he goes away. Didn't get what he wanted. And he thought after it's like this. I've got 2 chickens. He hasn't got anything. I know that even 2 chickens is not enough for me. I think, look, I'll do him a favor. I'll find out who he is again. I'll give him one of my chickens. He went to his freezer. It must have been a walk-in freezer. He goes to the freezer. They found that one of his little children was inside the freezer. One of his little children had got caught inside the freezer. And who knows what would have happened if he wouldn't have opened the freezer there. What is it gehabt? The Rabban Shem Mezaki gave him a Talmudic mitzvah. I needed a special schus now to save my child. So the Rabban Shem sent me as a meiser that I had to do a meiser chesed. And the Rabban Shem gave me this opportunity. Whether Yenna knew I was an Oni, didn't know I was an Oni, but I felt I wanted to try and help him. And that's because he saved the child. The Rabban Shem sometimes sends us a bother. And sometimes we've got to stretch ourselves, even times it's not so convenient, especially in the Musaq of Avos Chesed, where it's being disturbed physically, mentally, financially. It's not always easy. But if we realize the might of this Avas Chesed, and it's an integral part of Maimed Al Sinai, Kibayeh Ponechem Al Satan and Hashem that came to Eschaim Avas Chesed, the Rabbi Yishim showed us that Torah is the Chiyus of all the Lomas, and the Rabbi Yishim showed us how dependent we are on Chesed Hashem. The Rabbi Yishim wants to create the world Midas Adim, Rosh Einoilim Iskayim, Shittim Midas Rachmim. So the whole world, the whole world is dependent on the Chesed Hashem. We need Chesed Hashem for everything. Most times we see that we need this Chesed. Whether it's in Zivugim, whether it's in Parnasa, whether it's in health, whatever it should be, Hatzloch and Teir, whatever it should be, we need Chesed Hashem. We're dependent on the Rabbi Shalom. And even times that we don't realize it, we're dependent locally, internationally, on a global level. The chesed that Klal Yisrael need from the Umos Olam that surround us and want to destroy us. We need chesed. So the Rabbi Shem told us that the Bria is telling chesed. Looking at the matzah when we get disturbed. And it's not easy. The few minutes I've got for myself to rest, the few minutes I've got to eat, even to be with my family. Obviously it's a question of priorities. I'm not passing any shilas here. But the mindset, one has to realize what one gains out of it. The Rabbi Shalom is not just bothering me. The Rabbi Shalom banged my door. Hetzachainabit. I want to give you a matona taiva. I want to give you schusim. I want to give you an ashbor. And that's the channel. Stretching myself. This avas chesed. Yisro is prepared to lose his position. Because of avas chesed. Because of the being a sign of otzan. Look at what you've zeichet to. The son of Allah, Moshe Rabbeinu, ain't a klachin lishkas agozis. He didn't lose, he gained. That's the Mahalach. We're dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom. When we are mechazik ourselves in Torah, Chazal tell us, Mayas, Gemara Sanhedrin, Mayas Adam Yinotzim Chevel Mashiach. We're going through Chevel Mashiach without any doubt. The Gedolim have told us a couple of hundred years ago already when it's Kufik for some Mashiach. Chon Vassman's got Kuntus Ikas the Mashiach pre war. All based on Chazal about Ikas and the Mashiach. We're going through Chevel Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. And the more the Tzor is intensifying, it means that the late is imminent. There's a chizuk in limud atayra. There's a chizuk in gemilas chesed. There's avas chesed. The nitzah shem bekorav will be zeicha to this galus of the rabbanim shalem. That just like b'shas ma'im dasina agvalti this galus of the rabbanim shalem. Hoya shem lamelech akol orev. And we'll see the infinite chesed of the rabbanim shalem. The nitzah shem will all be part of it. Agud Shabbos.